the archive has started. Hi, everyone. As you know, I'm not much of a huge talker, but I've been promising a wine or a rambling stream for a while now, so I figured I'd better go ahead and do one before I seem like someone that doesn't keep their promises. Hope everyone's having a good day so far. This is not really meant to be treated as an actual show, so I don't think I am supposed to be going live. I know I'm not, because TWIAR is still on. And yeah, who knows how long this will last. This could last maybe less than an hour. It may last 2 hours. It may last three. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to ramble about, except for the fact that I was listening to some archives a couple days ago, and I was listening to, I wonder if anyone's, yay, we got people in the chat. It Clay's in the chat. Renee's in the chat. Hi, Clay and Renee. Hi, Clay and Nay. And Ray G. I was listening to some old archives, courtesy of Brad the Impaler, R.I.P. I heard him say that he restores old records, that he used to restore old RPM recordings, and I'm starting to wonder if he's released any of them to the outside world. You know, because Rachie goes, Clay, Nay, and Ray, LOL. And there's not a whole lot going on in the chat. But yeah, I listen to I love 78 RPM. I love those old time recordings from anywhere from like the 1890s to the 1950s. Maybe 1940. Well, 50s. 50s aren't bad either, because it just amazes me how a lot of these things got recorded. And then now here we are in 2020, and it's like we have all these ways of digitally recording, but I love the old wax cylinder recordings and the old the old 78 RPMs. Here's a station. I'll just play a little bit of it, just because. But this is the station I like listening to. It's called Radio Nostalgia. I'll post the link, the website in the chat. But here's a little bit of the station. Okay, they're saying that it's playing Woody Herman and his orchestra's summer sequence, but who knows? Sometimes they're title bar tends to get stuck a lot and they have to reconfigure everything. There's the link. Yeah, Clay goes, Brad's back on the air, and Rachie goes, he's channeling Coda. Rachie goes, what do you got to rant about? Well, obviously nothing if I'm playing this. What's up next? Oh, yep. They're now playing title bar is broken. Cause it's on another record, but it's still the same title. So that probably wasn't even Woody Herman and his orchestra. It was probably something else. It probably could have been that way all morning. Okay, I'm done. That was a waste of time, but... Rachie goes, hey Blair, give Coda something to rant about. I'm sure you got something in your rant bank. What time is it? Okay, it's 5:07 and I've literally done nothing. If y'all can't tell, I'm bored. Because my mom is at a friend's house for the night. Honestly, that's partially one of the reasons why I wanted to come on air, because I knew I would have the room to myself for a change. Yeah. Rachie goes, story of my life. Yep, exactly. Oops. Yeah, I'm kind of spent on what to talk about. I do think I will do a. I think I'll fill in for Byron this Sunday. But instead of doing comedy or instead of doing music, for the Fun Zone, I think I'm either gonna play random selections of spoken word comedy throughout the whole show. Or I'll do some British comedy. Just as a bit of an interesting take on the show. Rachie goes, so how's them gas prices, Coda? They suck. Honestly. it's around $6.19 to where I live. I honestly hate the gas prices. And you can thank your wonderful leader in command. Thanks to him for shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. Blair goes, Blair tells a life story of himself and makes everyone's head explode. Nah, my head wouldn't explode. Although I wouldn't want you to tell your life story and then be broken 3 hours later. Because I know that would be the case. Okay, Rachy, who did you say I should play? If you think I should play them, please email me because I do not know how to spell out stuff with this chat client. Yeah, that's one thing. If anyone has any requests in here, they'll have to email them to me because I can't copy and paste chat messages from this client, unfortunately. Blair goes, my broken started last night. Ugh, well that sucks. I'm sorry. I hate it when people are broken. Full on the Hill says, the Keystone Pipeline was never in operation. Well, it was going to be, but he halted further construction on it, and it ain't Putin's fault, that's for damn sure. Rachy invents a non-breaking machine. Yes. Blair goes, if Biden hadn't canceled it, it would have been complete by now, and we'd be getting 900,000 barrels a day. Yep, that's right. We'd be getting a hell of a lot more than what we're getting now. And then Biden's trying to threaten the oil companies on why did you shut down further, why did you shut down the pipeline that would help us get more oil? It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. But yeah, I really don't want to talk about gas prices or Trump or Biden anymore because we're not going to have a solution to this subject. And I would rather have subjects that there would be solutions to where we would still be friends. Because if I continue down this rabbit hole, I could cause other people to think different, and I don't want to Sorry, Clay. I literally can't think of anything to talk about right now, so I think I think I'll play a little bit of Ringo Starr. Not as an RDS. The actual Ringo Starr. Here is the No-No song. Ah, 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 ah.
from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink.
Was that Paul McCartney?
I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Here's War, Why Can't We Be Friends? This is for Clay.
Why can't we be friends?
Marty Robbins with, oop, I don't want to hear it. Nope. We don't need to hear El Paso. Sorry. That was Marty Robbins with a white sport coat. I like Marty Robbins. Actually, that song, let's go ahead and play it. El Paso. Wouldn't it be cool if this was a movie?
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in judged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My
challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go.